You know, every time I watch the film, it's something that comes up that, you know, that you got to work on and that you got to fix. I can't pinpoint any one thing. I can go through and I can tell you a couple of things from Green Bay we got to fix. I can tell you a couple of things from last week we got to fix. The thing is just fixing those things and not letting new things arise. So we got to stay on our stuff. And that's going to be the challenge every week. No matter what in this league, you're going to see new things. It's just right now our margin for error is so tiny and so small. We got to find a way to overcome that. And every time we mess up, we got to be on top of it because we got a really small window for error. They have a very hostile environment. Everybody knows that. The 12th man is real. And, you know, you got to go in and know what you're about. You have to know in and know what's going to be called before it's called, because communication can be a key when it's on the offensive side. But also defensively, you have to be able to communicate and kind of look in guys' eyes and see and know what you have to do. You have to be on top of your responsibilities. If we go in on top of our responsibility, the crowd noise shouldn't affect us. My job is tough no matter what. Have you seen these receivers in this NFL? So, you know, with the receivers and the quarterback, no matter what, our job is tough. But at the end of the day, we got a job to do as corners in the secondary. We got a job to do. Whether the front gets there or whether they're not there or whether they're there, we got a job to do. Sometimes the ball can come out when they're getting great pressure. We still have to be there. So we can't rely on other parts of the defense. We have to play the defense that's called, and everybody has to be on top of their responsibility and do what they're supposed to do. Vic does a good job of calling players. We got to do a good job of executing. Some young guys, yeah, but I know the type of head he has on his shoulders, and I've watched him when I got here since day one. I've seen what type of guy this man is over here. And I, like I said, I got all the confidence in the world. If you talk to me about three of the young guys that got drafted or are playing right now in their second year, I might say, hey, you know, there's something to worry about. But I got all the confidence in the world in 2-3.